You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
I'm going down to Tijuana.
Shake, shake, shake.
The ultimate radio obituary. And by the way, this is an all Massachusetts radio obituary night. I don't think that's ever been done before. Sure didn't happen on purpose, because how could it? The ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Hal Blaine, the American drummer and session musician estimated to be among the most recorded studio drummers in the history of the music industry. He claimed over 35,000 sessions and 6,000 singles. His drumming is featured on over 150 U.S. top 10 hits, 40 of which went to number one. And don't even get us started on film and TV soundtracks. He was one of the regular players in Phil Spector's de facto house band, The Wrecking Crew. He played on the Ronettes' Be My Baby in 1963, played with plenty of popular artists like Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, The Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel, etc., etc. Hal Blaine just passed away at 90. It's the ultimate radio obituary. Oh, and once again, your titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's getting the first song out on the ultimate radio obituary for Hal Blaine right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bluegrass is ever seen. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky to lie down in Bowling Green. Bowling Green girls treat you right. They wear dresses cut country tight. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky if he's seen a Bowling Green night. Kentucky sunshine makes the heart of
Of course, you know the height of optimism. A trombone player with a beeper. That's always a good one.
Palm desert, market to buy. Tenderfoot up to date, palms of the real estate. Palm desert, springs off and run dry.
Then there was another wonderful medical story about a guy that went to the doctor. He said, "Doc, I'm really having a problem. You know, I just can't get erected anymore, and it's just making me crazy. It's making my wife crazy." And the doctor says, "Funny that you came in today." He said, "I just got this pill. They sent me a sample from the pharmaceutical house." He said, this is a pill that you take about 15 minutes before you're going to have sex. And he said, you will become like a piece of steel. Don't worry about it. It's great. So he says, terrific, I'm going to try it. And he gets about 15 minutes from home and he drops the pill down. By the time he walks into the house, he's sticking out like a pup tent, you know. And he's, honey, where, honey? And he's yelling all over. And the maid is over in a corner cleaning up. And he says, where's Mrs.? So she went market. Oh, God. And he jumps back in the car. Time is fleeting. And he runs to the grocery store and looks all over. She's not there. The car's not there. And he comes back home and he's really disgusted. So he calls the doctor. He says, Doc, I really blew it. I took the pill. Couldn't find my wife anywhere. Doggone it. I'm sitting here. And he says, I got about 15 minutes left. I'm really sorry, I really blew it. So the doctor says, you know, Bill, when I was at your house at Christmas, when you had the flu so bad, you had an awfully nice-looking maid. You know, maybe you could spend 15 minutes with the maid. He says, oh, I don't need a pill for the maid.
Up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Hal Blaine. But not quite yet. One final tune for Hal Blaine. Also one final tune to go out on for tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's been lovely being back here with you all, as it always is when I return. It's so nice to come home to you. You know how I like that. But we'll be back... Excuse me. We'll be back here next week for yet more silliness, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. I don't usually fall out of the habits so quickly, but oh well. So I did this time. I forgot everything I could on this vacation. I really did. But of course, you can chat with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. We love seeing you. Keeping me entertained when I'm not here. And you can listen all week long also to this here radio station. Hopefully you'll do that and be back here next week for more Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
on the lawn, the summer lingers on, sprinklers making rainbows in the sun. Saw you in the park, warm and after dark, the kids are catching fireflies for fun. And I love you, ponytail. I love you, ponytail. When you made the scene at the Dairy Queen, you did have the finest cones of all. Saw you at the beach, warm and out of reach, running to you at the shopping. Song, it won't go on so long. It won't last as long as flowers die. Soon it will be spring. You can wear my ring. Seasons change, but my poor heart. Buzzing now, but they won't allow me to steal some honey from their hive. Oh, don't you do the same when I call your name. I'm waiting for my honey to arrive. And I love you, ponytail.
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Hey! healthy. I was feeling lost and lacking in some direction. Alfie told me upon scrutiny my back might need protection. I told Alfie that treachery could tear us limb from limb. Althea told me, now cool down, boy. Settle back easy, Jim. Saturday's child all grown, moving with a pinch of grace, may meet a clown in the burial ground, or just another pretty face, may meet the of Ophelia, sleeping and perchance to dream honest to the point of recklessness, self-centered in the extreme. There's no one messing with you but you. Your friends are getting most concerned. Loose with the truth, baby, this is your fire. And I hope you don't get burned. But when the smoke clear, she said, that's what she said to me. Gonna want a bed to lay your head, a little sympathy.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.